This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Wearing masks if you're under 12 and can't be vaccinated when you're in school is a really smart thing to do.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out.
What? You say one thing, he says another, and everybody changes back again.
Now we're seeing this backslide. We're seeing his advice adjusting, and it is confusing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The mayor, Muriel Bowser, just put in place a mask mandate. It started early on Saturday morning, and now she's responding to criticism because she was photographed on Saturday evening without a mask.
It's the thing, right? She wasn't actually, as far as we know, violating the new rules, correct?
It seems like it could be during the toast, right? Everyone's heads are pointed in a certain direction. It seems like maybe they are listening to someone.
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My trust didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake.
Up with those lame excuses. You're absolutely uncivilized.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back, 844-500-4242. We are here at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Give yourself a round of applause, everybody.
Great crowd.
We're broadcasting here Mondays for the through Labor Day. And today we're having raffles, too. And any visitor to Cape Gunworks today can enter to win a foursome in the Veterans Top Shot Invitational Shooting Competition held here at Cape Gunworks on Saturday, September 11th, 4 to 7 p.m. This annual event raises thousands of dollars for some local veterans charities. It's a great way to support those who protect and serve the United States. Get more info at www.topshotinvitational.com. And the entry box is right out there on the front counter for anybody who hasn't entered yet. And this is a great place. And we thank Ginger Betty from Quincy for bringing down a bunch of gingerbread and cookies. Everybody like those stuff? Good stuff, huh? Thank you. Thank you. By the way, last week we told you about some guy, some Brooklyn hipster, who said that anyone who doesn't get the vaccination should be taxed at 99%, which sounds a lot like slavery to me. But, you know, he has a little goatee, a squirrely goatee, as Merle Haggard would say. So he gets away with it. He gets to say that.
What about hashtag vax to vote?
Well, this is the new thing. Mark Hamill, remember him from, he's Luke Skywalker from Star Wars. His new thing is vax, hashtag vax to vote. And
talk about voter suppression.
I know, exactly. So somebody retweeted and says Star Wars actor Mark Hamill supports denying voting rights to tens of millions of people of color. Very concerning. Do these guys ever read what's on the internet? Do they ever read a newspaper to see that, you know, a disproportionate, I mean, you could say evangelicals don't want it, people in red states, Trump voters don't want it, but there's even a higher percentage of blacks and Hispanics who aren't getting the vaccination, but they don't know about that because CNN refuses to talk about it. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Is it safe to assume the dark meat served at Obama's birthday party will be organic and free range?
Yeah, it has to be. How seriously do they take COVID and the new Delta variant if they're having this party for 700 people? I don't care about the COVID coordinator. If it's not going to hire him through Honest Howie, what kind of COVID coordinator can he have?
And the whole point is, every time something happens, it's like, I don't care that you're having one, but I want to have one too. I don't care that you're having these big parties, but let everybody else do what they want to do.
And by the way, too, another thing is, how can you be having it on Martha's Vineyard when the sea level is rising?
That's
right?
True.
I mean, if the COVID doesn't kill them, the rising sea level will get them. The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter the round of people telling another round of people telling us to follow the science, we can't help but ask, which science? The tobacco industry science, the opioid science, the animal farming science, the fracking science, the big oil science, or just the science they tell us to follow?
Not only is he a car guy, but a trucker too. Plugs is like a donut. There's nothing he can't do. He's long in the tooth and short on the truth. But he has the press as part of his crew.
Although that seems to be changing a little bit. They really went after the New York Times and the Washington Post for ginning up the panic porn on Thursday night with those scary Provincetown statistics. You know, about the 900 cases, 4 people in the hospital, nobody dead. Very frightening stuff, huh?
So they're reinstituting a mask mandate in Chicago and Washington, D.C. Wouldn't it make more sense to mandate bulletproof vests?
Yeah. Yeah, that's and you know the thing about the ban on bacon in California that's coming up. Somebody here today at Cape Gunworks said so they care in California. They care more about protecting pigs than about protecting cops. That's true too.
Muriel Bowser and Lori Lightfoot shouldn't have to wear masks. I mean, you need to hear them when they yell duck.
Am I missing something there? I don't know. I don't get it.
It's a reference to the shootings.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, duck. I was thinking about being in a blind during the fall. I'm sorry. I missed it. Okay. We got to play at some point. We won't do it now. It's a little long. But we've got a CNN cut defending Mayor Bowser for violating her own rules as soon as she instituted them. And of course, you know that gunfire is killing 2 or 3 times as many people in the District of Columbia as COVID is. But, you know, you can't do anything about the guns, apparently. Just crack down on people not wearing masks, unless they're politically connected.
San Francisco has now declared a new mandate for masks. Except for every Democrat.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's from San Francisco, and she was in Washington all weekend, I guess, but she didn't obey the mask mandate. She was seen all over the place not wearing a mask. It's quite a you know, it shows how much the Democrats, though, are another indication of how concerned they are about the cult of the mask. The House side of the Capitol. Masks are required. The Senate side, optional. It's easy to see, right? I'm sure COVID follows the rules. They don't cross over from one side to the next.
Here's my question. In D.C., when Mayor Muriel Bowser went and officiated a wedding Friday night, and then she had the rules come in Saturday at 5 a.m., if you had your wedding planned in D.C. for Saturday night, was your wedding canceled? Or were there masks required? I want to hear from someone whose wedding was supposed to be on Saturday. Because I would be livid.
Grace, why are you so obsessed with upcoming weddings?
I don't know. I got them on the brain.
Last week's GDP number was so embarrassing that I ended up with egg on my face. No joke.
We still don't know what was on his face, do we? Who thinks it was egg? I don't think. No one here in this room thinks it was egg. What do you think it was, Grace?
I thought it was a kernel of corn, but everyone overruled me on that. It looked like a little, like a shell of a piece of corn.
I don't know.
Hello, Howie. This is Senator Collins calling from Maine. I am proud to support this bipartisan infrastructure bill with many great projects in it, like bridges, social justice, roads, racial equity, broadband internet, climate justice, and child care. It's a good bill, a very good bill.
That's a very good point, Senator Collins, especially the broadband. You know, I think currently only 99% of Americans are able to get the broadband connections to get on the internet. So we obviously need to spend another few hundred billion dollars, right, to hook up that 1% that's off the grid.
Eviction moratoriums, student loan amnesties, COVID-related pension increases, unemployment checks when anyone who's breathing can get a job. Pretty soon we're talking about real money.
Yeah, he summed it all up. I'm so happy the eviction moratoriums are ending or are over, except in California, though. And so I guess I don't have to tell you that there's more money owed in California than anywhere else, twice as much money as in the next two states combined, which is Texas and Florida.
Being a liberal means never having to say you're a hypocrite.
That's true. Just ask Pelosi, Lightfoot, Bowser, Barack Obama, all of them. All of them screwing around this weekend when telling us what to do.
Give me bacon or give me death.
In case you missed it, California's new animal rights legislation is going into effect in January, and only 5% of the pork in California meets their own upcoming standards. So it's going to be a lot more pancakes served in the Golden State come January 1.
Breaker 19. Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. That thing on my face was coleslaw. The fact is, I love coleslaw. My family worked in the coleslaw mines. I mean it.
You know, Grace, one thing you missed on the Hate Mail Monday, it was actually a compliment on Free Republic yesterday. Somebody said he really likes our references to Joe Biden and I'm a truck.
Well, it's not called Compliment Mail Monday.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Hello, I'm a truck.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. Grace, you got away no mentions of you trying to draw a distinction between bacon and sausage and the California law.
I think it's because people agree with me. There's a lot of different types of sausage out there.
Yeah, there's hot Italian sausage. There's sweet sausage.
There's chicken sausage. There's turkey sausage. There's
kielbasa. Bratwurst.
Howie, sausage is... It's just the form. Anything can be sausage.
All right. The Chump Line, the number is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you want to hear more Chump Line messages, we have Chopped Chumps, where they're posted at 7 o'clock every evening, weekday evening. And you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter another round of people telling us to follow the science, we can't help but ask, which science? The tobacco industry science, the opioid science, the animal farming science, the fracking science, the big oil science, or just the science that tells us to follow?
Give me bacon or give me death.
As Patrick Henry would say. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. It's more of a it's a more pleasant experience now to go to the dentist than it used to be, believe it or not. If you put off your dental care for the last 18 months, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy. From complete reconstructive work to veneers to anything else involving dental care, Perfect Smiles can do it all for you. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. It's right off the main drag in Nashua, and they have free, plentiful parking. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after video at PerfectSmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
HelloFresh offers 50 easy-to-prepare menu and market items every week, plus everything you need to get grilling this summer, and calorie-smart recipes so you don't sacrifice flavor for nutrition. Get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The national eviction ban ended Sunday. Are you saddened or gladdened?
Gladdened.
98% say they're gladdened.
All right. 844-500-4242. 603 says, Grace, I'm obsessed with weddings, too. We moved my daughter's wedding to New Hampshire when the town in Massachusetts in May, the same day Baker removed the mask mandate, told us we couldn't have the wedding in the municipal building we had reserved since 2019. They did us a favor. Yeah, because New Hampshire's like Florida up to a degree. I mean, Sununu was pretty much said they're not going to be any mandates in New Hampshire either.
It's just very, it's very strange to have something, and I think everyone has something like this, that the government has this control over you and you're kind of at their mercy. It's a weird feeling, because otherwise you would just totally block them out and ignore them and say, you know, screw it, I'll have my own pool and my own fun, and I won't involve, you know, any of these rules or restrictions. But when they have you, and you can't do anything about it.
Right. And what I said to Mr. Garcia last hour, I meant, you know, I mean, will I get a booster shot? It just depends on what the airline situation is. You know, I was never afraid of COVID-19, but I was afraid of being stopped at the airport. You know, I think that's the way a lot of people feel. And I don't want to have to deal with it. And, you know, the other thing is, it's really exasperating to have to worry about stuff like this. To have your own life at the mercy of these people who pretty clearly don't have a bleeping clue what they're talking about.
And they're not afraid. That's the part of it. And another thing is, I feel for people who have businesses, that's way worse. I mean, I'm very aware that a wedding is a party and it's, you know, it's a great event, but I'm not trying to be like, oh, woe is me. But for people who have businesses and they can't plan ahead because they're not sure if they're going to get shut down, that's their livelihood. Some people's entire lives were destroyed, their entire way of making money.
Right.
Because other people thought it would be fun to do this. And the first time around, I think everyone thought to themselves, you know what, we don't know what this is going to do. If it saves lives, as long as everyone's healthy, that's good.
And
but now
all,
the second time, it's like,
and after all,
wow,
guys,
again?
It's only 15 days.
Right.
And so we can all do 15 days, right?
I just think that knowing the first time, not knowing what was going to happen, we were all like, okay, gave these people the benefit of the doubt. But the second time, it's exactly what that girl said in The Federalist. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. And I have a story. I don't want you to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the New Mexico Democrat Party.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wouldn't it be a shame if there were somehow to be an outbreak of positive cases on Martha's Vineyard next weekend, and all the beautiful people would have to stay with Obama, be quarantined for 2 weeks, and the private jets would be just sitting there on the runway for 2 weeks? It'd be a shame, wouldn't it, Grace, if that were to happen?
That story, you would not hear about that. I don't think it would be like the Provincetown story.
You don't think so?
No, I think the media would squash that pretty quick.
All right. Well, as I said earlier, please try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party in general, and specifically the Democrat Party in New Mexico. The number two Democrat in the New Mexico House of Representatives resigned on Friday amidst a racketeering and money laundering probe. Oh, no. Oh, no. New Mexico House Majority Leader Cheryl Williams Stapleton resigned Friday amid a criminal investigation involving alleged racketeering and money laundering. She has unequivocally denied the allegations. She's from Albuquerque. Authorities executed search warrants at the Albuquerque Public School offices in Stapleton's home this week as part of the investigation, which also includes alleged illegal kickbacks and possible violations of a law governing the conduct of state lawmakers. There's a great picture of her in the paper. Apparently a TV crew was there when they arrived with the subpoena, and she's reading the subpoena as all these cops are coming in going into her house to grab all the records. Stapleton oversees career technical education for Albuquerque Public Schools, and she's been connected to something called Robotics Management Learning Systems LLC. A company that provides computer software to the district. And apparently, Robotics Management Learning Systems has no physical presence and only a Washington, D.C. address and a New Mexico post office box. Yet they've still managed to get $5.5 million from the Albuquerque Public Schools from 2006 to 2015. Huh. And all they produced was a standardized online quiz that wasn't used by many students.
Wow.
Majority Leader Stapleton had access to the post office box where the checks were being sent, and video surveillance showed her depositing checks from the school districts for robotics on multiple occasions. Huh. I wonder why she was depositing the checks. Actually, they said she got $953,000 from robotics.
Are you sure this isn't in Massachusetts? This sounds like a Massachusetts type of story.
You know what? It sounds like what got Sal DeMacy, the former House Speaker, doesn't it? Yeah, the same thing. The software, that kind of software stuff. She's a very woke person, too, as you might expect. She is she's a native of the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then she moved to New York, and then she came to Albuquerque, and she was the first black woman ever elected to the New Mexico legislature. Barbara Akins, past president of the Rio Rancho chapter of the NAACP, said she's known William Stapleton since 1990 and doesn't believe the allegations that have been lodged against her. Why risk her job and everything for something like that, she said. There were 950,000 reasons for it, according to the subpoena, and every one of them had George Washington's picture on it. To be cynical about it, 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the phone lines, I want to play this cut of CNN, John Berman and somebody else trying to defend Mayor Bowser from D.C. For going maskless to the wedding reception after she imposed a mask restriction on her constituents. Cut 19.
The thing, right? She wasn't actually, as far as we know, violating the new rules, correct?
I think that that is fair to say, but I think it might also be about, is she violating the spirit of it? I don't know. What do you think?
I get it. Well, it's hard for me to remember what we're all supposed to be angry about, because it wasn't that long ago we were criticizing politicians for wearing masks still, where the science was telling them, oh, they didn't need to be. You know, we kept on asking the White House, why is Joe Biden still wearing a mask when the mask guidance, you know, has changed? And now, of course, we're saying she should be wearing a mask even though she was still following the guidance. Look, I get it. If you're a politician, you don't want a picture that raises questions. That's bad politics. The question is, you know, whether or not she did anything functionally, policy-wise, wrong. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it really depends on if she was eating or drinking at the time she was photographed not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, I have a photo and I see it. It seems like it could be during the toast, right? Everyone's heads are pointed in a certain direction. It seems like maybe they are listening to someone, is what it appears to me.
That's the journalistic equivalent of unsafe sex. That's pathetic.
There is no way that they are this dumb. This is such an act. You don't understand what the big deal is. Oh, just a couple of weeks ago, we were saying she put in a mask mandate at 5 a.m. the next day. Is that Berman? Is that Berman?
Yeah.
This whole, like, Mickey, what do you call it? How Mickey the Dunce?
Yeah.
This Mickey the Dunce routine. I'm not really sure why people are upset. Give me a break. You understand exactly why people are upset, but you're too pathetic to say it out loud.
And aren't these the same people who were angry at Fox News Channel like a day or two earlier because Fox News had said she's putting in this new mask mandate? There are 4 people dead in D.C. in the last week of COVID, and there are 11 people been shot to death in D.C. But she's worried about COVID. So at what level do they not defend Mayor Bowser?
But,
and I love Shanana as much as the next guy. But if that was a long time ago.
But it's insane to me. It's insane to me that this is where the journalists are at, where they have to pretend to really not get something rather than have the human common sense reaction of, oh, that doesn't look good. Even if you don't bash her, just say, yikes, that's a bad look. He has to literally pretend that he's that thick, that he doesn't understand why people are upset. If you can't understand that, you shouldn't be a journalist of any kind.
Even a fake journalist at
CNN?
Even
a fake journalist at CNN.
844-500 42-42. Colleen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Colleen.
Good afternoon, Howie. I heard on the news report that Essex County is in the second tier of dangerous counties in Massachusetts. And last week on Wednesday, I live in North Andover, but I go through Andover to go to work, and there's all kinds of construction, so we're all routed, detoured, all over the place. Well, I'm on this curvy road that is near the Indian Ridge Country Club. And what do I almost go head on to, but not one, not two, but 3 Greyhound buses on this curvy side street near the Indian Ridge Country Club. Now, I have lived in North Andover for 36 years. I have never seen a Greyhound bus at 7:40 in the morning or any time of day.
So are you thinking it's illegal aliens on there?
I would make a Las Vegas bookie bet that it was illegals on there. They're the ones that are bringing the COVID back. Nobody, can't they connect the dots?
I know. This is the question that, only Peter Ducey will ask at the White House press briefings, you know. Why are you so concerned with putting masks back on American citizens when you're importing these illegal aliens who are going to become welfare dependents of every taxpayer? And you don't care if they test positive. You don't make them wear masks. You put them on buses and planes. Well, you know, remember, Colleen, back, I think last year, in Essex County. They said Essex County was one of these counties in, you know, that was very, very high risk. Remember, do you remember this, Colleen? And it turned out, or the only town where there was a problem in Essex County, other than, say, Lawrence and Lynn, which, again, a lot of illegal aliens live in there, was Middleton. And you know where Middleton, you know what's in Middleton, Colleen? The jail. The jail.
That's right.
Yep. That's, I'm just looking here from, this is from Fox, Bill Milugan, and he's a he was a local Fox reporter. Now he's working for the network, and he's got a picture of all these illegal aliens under a bridge in Michigan, Texas. This is the largest group of migrants we've seen being held by Border Patrol under Anzaldaus Bridge. Looks like it could be up to 1,000 people. We can only get a look at the area with our drone. There's a popular Rio Grande crossing area nearby. Then here's another one. Another night in La Jolla, Texas. Another large group of illegal aliens turning themselves over to the Border Patrol. That's like turning yourself over to the front desk at the local hotel, right? But you don't. The only difference is you don't need a credit card because everything's on the house. For the rest of your life.
More like the concierge.
There are well over 150 people here. There is also a lot of sneezing and coughing among the group. Oh, isn't that great? But we don't care about that, do we? That's not our problem at all. Thanks for the call, Colleen. 844-500-4242. And this is Randy Weingarten from the American Federation of Teachers. And again, let us not forget that according to Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University, physician, medical school professor, zero kids under the age of 18 have died in the United States of COVID alone. There have been 330 odd kids that have died, but they had other underlying diseases, comorbidities. But Randy Weingarten is making it sound like they may not be able to open the schools this year because they want to keep the kids safe. It's for the children. For the children. Cut 19.
We see the Delta variant being very transmissible. And so that's why what masks do is masks stop transmission. So universal masking is going to be very helpful to keep kids safe, to keep the unvaccinated safe, and to keep schools open.
To keep schools open, that's what they want to do. They want to keep schools open. Okay, thank you, Randy. Who has more contempt for all of us in the American public? John Berman from CNN or Randy Weingarten?
It's from close.
from the AFT or ATF, American AFT, American
or
Federation
Don Lemon.
Of Teachers. Lemone. That's Don Lemone to you. Summer is a time for excitement, and what is more exciting than trying something new? Well, you can with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the very first time. With calorie-smart recipes, I don't have to sacrifice flavor for nutrition while I'm trying to beat the heat this summer. Well, the heat's not such a problem here in New England this summer, but you know what they mean. It's no puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients I'll only use once. It's such a hassle sometimes. Sometimes you don't know where an ingredient is, or if it's a spice, you don't know exactly where it is. Does your store stock the ingredients by types or by does it alphabetize them? It's just a pain to find it. And then the prices vary so much. It's just so much easier when you order HelloFresh and you get everything delivered to your door and you get all the spices. And if it ends up that you don't like what you got, you only use the spices that came with the meal, the one meal. You don't have to worry about overpaying and not ever using the ingredients again. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items every week, including dinner recipes, ready-to-eat salads, sandwiches, soups, desserts, and so much more. Patrice, who has become a big HelloFresh fan, a listener to the show, she tried something that she would have never tried otherwise. She tried ribs and macaroni and cheese. I mean, you got to trust somebody to go with ribs delivered to your door. And she tried trout earlier, another move that indicates that how much people faith they have in HelloFresh. She said it was great. She never had any better macaroni and cheese, and the ribs were fantastic too. Whatever you want, low-cal, vegan, anything. This summer, HelloFresh has everything you need to get grilling, including grilling bundles, burger packs, surf and turf packs, and more. That means less shopping and more sizzle. And with pictures, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients, each dish is easier to make than the last. Try the ribs and macaroni and cheese. That's Patrice's recommendation this week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, hey, Randy, we're on to your game, which is masks help us control the sheeple and keep the mail-in vote. Limerick guy. Yeah. I know. 978 says, how many viruses have we completely eliminated, eradicated, I should say, from the planet? Only one, smallpox. We still have cold, flu, chickenpox, measles, and HIV. To act as though we have a great track record and completely eradicate an airborne virus is about as plausible as our ability to control climate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. 844-500-4242. Listen to Fauci here, and he is so condescending. He's as bad as Berman or Weingarten. And remember that the person who made these vaccines possible is Donald J. Trump. He waived all the requirements for the testing, and these vaccines have worked. I mean, I know there have been problems, but they've basically worked out, and yet he's saying that he's making it sound like Republicans were opposed to these from the very beginning. Cut five.
Thanks for coming up. But I'm also gratified by seeing that even people who in the beginning were reluctant to promote vaccination are now doing it. I mean, people like Republicans, like Stephen Scalise, or even Governor DeSantis talking about getting people vaccinated. Asa Hutchinson out there beating the bushes, getting people to get vaccinated. I think that's what's happening now.
He's such a phony.
What a fraud he is. I mean, he's just so amazing.
Is he proud that Kamala Harris finally had a turnaround on the vaccine? Or Joe Biden finally
Or Al the Sharpton, you know? All these people. Al Sharpton.
Or Joy Reid.
Al Sharpton literally compared it to the Tuskegee experiment. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't know the difference between the Tuskegee experiment and the Tuskegee Airmen, but I think Al Sharpton, as dumb as he is, does know the difference. And that's what he did. I mean, how does he expect black people to be getting it if he's telling them that it's a scam to kill them, you know, or to make sure that they don't get any relief? That's what the Tuskegee experiment was. They wanted to see what would happen if they didn't give them any medicine. It's just disgraceful that he's allowed to do this. And you know, why isn't there any pushback from the Democrat operatives with press passes and say, well, you know, Dr. Fauci, it was a Republican president who spearheaded the Operation Warp Speed to get these vaccinations done. And I believe at the time you were saying it was going to take years. Wasn't he saying that?
And Chris Hayes said it was ridiculous for Trump to even talk about it because it was so far off that they'd come up with a vaccine.
Okay. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the end of the eviction moratorium when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.